Well, hello guys. Now here's the Toyota RAV4. God, I do like these vehicles. Well, I like the older ones because you couldn't kill them with a sledgehammer. Not sure about these newer models though. They're very expensive. Kind of forgotten what this video's all about. Oh yes. This 58-year-old Femon had a RAV4. Not the one in the picture though. But it was a 2022. And the vehicle's kind of adapted because she has a spinal lesion or something where she needs an adapted vehicle. And she only had it 6 months and she was involved in an accident. 3 cars were involved and hers was one of them. And she was charged with driving without due care and attention, fined £800 and points on her license. And here's a surprise thing for a Femon to say. She said it wasn't her fault. She said when she came to a bend, she turned the wheel left, but it went straight on. And consequently, she hit 2 vehicles coming the other way. Of course, that would mean the vehicle would have to disconnect the steering wheel from the front wheels, and I guess reconnect it again. I don't know what she's talking about. I think she thought that this vehicle would drive itself, and it wasn't one of those vehicles. Anyway, 3 magistrates found her guilty, so they didn't believe the story that the vehicle took over. Of course, the vehicle has now been scrapped, so nobody can tell. And when they came to take the vehicle away for scrap, she never mentioned any defects in the vehicle whatsoever. You see the lengths Femons will go to not take responsibility for anything and play the victim. 99.9% of divorces, it's the man's fault, according to the Femon. Even though the Femon filed for the divorce and is generally the whole reason for the divorce. Absolutely nothing is their fault. She also probably is thinking that she'd be able to get a payout from Toyota. Now her husband was in the vehicle with her when they had the crash, and he kind of agrees with her. But of course, he has to, otherwise she'd make his life hell. Well, more hell than it already is. But this is why Femons keep on making the same mistakes over and over. They never take responsibility. They usually blame men all the time, but this time she blames the vehicle. You see, to improve yourself, you have to realize you're a human and you can make mistakes. And of course, Femons never do that. And Femons have always got excuses, haven't they? Let's assume the vehicle wasn't destroyed. And Toyota tested it and it was absolutely fine. She would say Toyota's lying. The facts are that she didn't have the vehicle very long. She wasn't used to it. And she screwed up. Fortunately, nobody was injured in the crash. The crash that, as far as I'm concerned, she caused and was charged accordingly. Most drivers learn by their experience, but generally not Femons. So this Femon will be just as bad as driver as she was. Again, how did these Femons get so goddamn delusional, eh? Nobody's perfect, especially Femons. Hey, let's take another look at that RAV4. Oh yeah, that's nice. I even like the color. Oh yeah.